Welcome to Expect an Expert, a podcast produced by Henderson Brothers. For 127 years, generations have turned to Henderson Brothers for insurance and expertise to shield them from risk and to protect their fortunes in both good times and bad. Today, Henderson Brothers provides advice, analytics, and expertise to hundreds of top businesses. Are you looking for a proactive customer experience? Visit hendersonbrothers.com to learn more. Today's episode, policy review. Coverage is bound, insurance is in place, and it's time to get back to work. Fast forward 6 months later, a claim happens and it's not covered. What could we have done to make sure that nothing was missed? Today I'm speaking with Brandon Moore, in-house counsel in the claims department at Henderson Brothers. We're going to cover the concept and benefit of policy review, so that by the end of this podcast, you'll understand the importance of reviewing new and renewed policies. All right, Brandon, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. Before we get started here on why our policyholders should review their policies, can you just give me a little bit of background on how you joined us in Henderson Brothers?
Sure, Lance. Thanks for having me today. I started my career practicing law and representing policyholders as an insurance defense attorney in various litigations for a few years, and then moved in-house to the carrier side, where I worked in the claims department for a few carriers adjusting claims for primarily commercial policyholders. And then recently came over to Henderson Brothers to join the claims department and assist with not only claims, but also coverage issues as they arise, to help advocate for our clients with the carriers if there are any issues or discrepancies. So that's how I'm here today to discuss the importance of reviewing your policies.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. So why is it important for our clients to take 10 to 15 minutes to review their insurance policies in the first place?
Well, the first reason is to become familiar with the document. An insurance policy is a contract, and understanding the obligations placed on you, the policyholder, are important. Those obligations are notice and cooperation provisions, the various premiums associated with your policy, deductibles or self-insured retentions, all things you want to understand and know as you're entering into this contractual relationship. And also on the flip side, the insurance company has various obligations as well to provide you with coverage. So it's good to become familiar with the obligations that they have as well. And lastly, it's important because you can identify any potential errors or things that you don't understand in the policy. Certainly, if there are any inaccuracies, you can address them from the get-go. And if there's anything that you don't understand, it's a great time to ask questions to your broker so that you can clear up any misunderstandings, especially before any claims arise, when you want to make sure you have your coverage in place and you understand what is being covered.
Awesome. So while it might be a good idea, I do understand that insurance policies can be intimidating. Can you explain to me where the insured should start when they first get their policy at renewal or initial policy review?
Sure. So as you said, insurance policies can be quite intimidating. So I would recommend the best place to start is at the beginning. The beginning of every policy contains a declarations page and also typically a schedule of forms. The declarations page pretty much can be described as containing the policy highlights, such as policyholder's name and address, the policy period or effective dates of the policy, the limits of coverage that are being provided, and any deductibles or self-insured retentions that are associated with the coverages in the policy. These are all good things to look at, all things that the insured will know the answers to and can ask any questions about, but really just to make sure that there are no inaccuracies in that declarations page. After that, moving over to the schedule of forms, I would describe this as the policy's table of contents. It contains the titles of the various documents included in the policy, including the endorsements and exclusions. The schedule of forms as a whole will give you a sense of what makes up the policy.
That makes perfect sense. The declaration page and the schedule of forms. Now that you explained it that way, that makes perfect sense. Where should they go after they get done reviewing those two items?
Well, Carriers sometimes organize their policies in different ways, but the majority of carriers have the insuring agreement at the beginning of the policy. The insuring agreement contains the various coverage parts, the exclusions, conditions, and definitions of defined terms that make up the policy itself. Then most policies will have the endorsements attached to the end of the policy, which are any changes from the standard insuring agreement language. All of this is to say that I would then briefly scan the insuring agreement to get a surface understanding of what is being covered in the insurance contract, and also to make sure, most importantly, that I understand if this is a claims made or occurrence-based policy. While you're more than welcome to review the insuring agreement in more details, it can become cumbersome, and unless you have a chunk of time and are ready to really focus on the language, I would save the in-depth review for another time.
That's great information. And one thing that I'd like to get cleared up real quick, you know, when I saw my first policy, there was a lot of bold and quoted words. Could you explain what those mean to a policyholder?
Absolutely. Those words that are in bold or quotation marks are what are called defined terms in the policy. And they are associated with specific definitions that are described in the definitions section of the policy. These are included and can be reviewed to obtain a better understanding of how the term is being interpreted in relation to the document as a whole. This is important because the way the word is being used in the policy may not be how it is understood or used outside of the insurance industry, and that difference can have an effect on how the policy will respond to a loss should one occur.
That makes perfect sense. So after scanning the insurance agreement, what else would you recommend be reviewed?
I would strongly recommend and suggest thumbing through the endorsements, which, as I said before, are typically located at the end of the policy document. These contain changes made to the standard insuring agreement language and can significantly impact the available coverage. Endorsements are typically 1 or 2 page documents, so it can be scanned fairly quickly, and their titles will usually inform what they are addressing. Things to look out for here are anything specifically excluded from coverage, such as work on certain types of buildings if you work in construction, any specific products if you are a manufacturer, and you can identify properties if you are in real estate. Some endorsements contain changes to definitions, which might be more or less inclusive depending upon what is negotiated with the carrier during the policy procurement period. Also, risk transfer documents, such as additional insured endorsements, adding additional insureds to the policy as required by contracts that you might have with business partners, will be in this section. And lastly, I would look for any schedule of named insureds to ensure all of your business entities which you believe to be covered by this policy are named. If any are missing, you will want to address this right away with your Henderson Brothers contact.
And continuing along those lines, what should the insurer do if they see something confusing, appears to be incorrect, or simply need some clarification?
Well, I would say in any of those instances, I would suggest that they immediately contact their Henderson Brothers contact to inquire and speak further. If you wait for a claim to arise to address any concerns or ask any questions, at that point, it's really too late. Plus, talking through your questions will assist in providing a better understanding of your insurance coverage, thus enabling you to be a more informed policyholder, and will take away many of the surprises that uninformed insureds often receive when a claim arises.
Well, thank you for your time, Brandon.
Thanks, Lance.
And that will wrap up our discussion on policy review with Henderson Brothers in-house counsel, Brandon Moore. Our podcast, Expect an Expert, is produced by Henderson Brothers in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. To contact Henderson Brothers, please call 412-261-1842 or visit hendersonbrothers.com.